Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios, lit up and ready to rock and roll. Lots to cover with you today, but I want to start here. If you ever doubt for one moment that the goal of rights haters, civil rights haters, those who get to pick and choose the rights that you should be able to enjoy. You know John Lewis, Representative John Lewis, civil rights icon, marched for civil rights in the 60s alongside MLK, now marching to take away your civil rights, your right to defend yourself, pushing gun control. Just depends on what rights are they agree with. It's only a civil right if they like it. If you ever doubt that their goal is to eliminate your right to defend yourself and the tool that you choose to use to do that, this is from Reason.com. It's a piece titled, Oregon Judge Says He Would, Quote, Eliminate All, Unquote, Guns. It ran yesterday. You know, I'll just kind of paraphrase for it, but I think I might have all of his quotes. Let me see if I have a transcript of what he said. Oregon Live. You know what? I actually do. I'll play the audio for you. I didn't have that queued up. I didn't realize I actually had that audio, but I do, in fact, have the audio. But here's what he said to a drive-by killer. You know, a typical thug punk, you know what I'm talking about? Just a punk, a killer. And here's part of what the judge said. He said, if I could, this is a judge, this is a sitting judge in Oregon. If I could, I would take all the guns in America, put them on big barges, and go dump them in the ocean. That's what he told the defendant. Nobody would have a gun, not police, not security, not anybody. Mind you, this is a judge. Continuing, we should eliminate all of them. We could save 33,000 people a year if we didn't have guns in this country. This is a sitting judge talking to a defendant in his courtroom, your courtroom that he resides in. Let's not forget that. He thinks it's his courtroom. It's not his courtroom. It's your courtroom. Maybe he needs reminded of that. The judge kept going. Australia, after a major shooting, rounded up all the guns, and they haven't had near the death that we do here in this country. I just saw last night a statistic that 11,000 people in America are murdered each year, and another 20,000 commit suicide with guns. They are a scourge in this country, and no one should have one, as far as I'm concerned. There's no defense to guns. There's just absolutely no reason to have them. But it is a right of people in this country to own and possess them, and I will not say anything to affect that right. What? Little Johnny's got his hand in the cookie jar. Mommy says, get your hand out of the cookie jar. He says, I don't have my hand in the cookie jar. After everything I just read you, this clown says, but it's a right of people in this country to own and possess them, and I will not say anything to affect that right. Good heavens. Hey, judge, get your hands out of the cookie jar. Your hands aren't in the cookie jar. Yes, they are. Get them out of the cookie jar, Your Honor. Good heavens. Now, this is a sitting judge. Nobody should have one. His courtroom, by the way, is protected by guns. I'd venture to say he's protected by guns. Probably at home. Might even be carrying one under the robe. That's okay. Whether he does or doesn't, I don't know if he does. He has a right to. As a judge, he can carry in his own courtroom. But nobody would have a gun. Because we all know that there was no such thing as murder since the firearm was, or prior to the firearm being invented. Isn't that right? Now, you see, I could just, you could have a field day with this. But my point, and I could go a lot of different directions. Of course, gladiators didn't use it. I mean, the weaponry prior to the advent of a gun was just absolutely brutal. Brutal. Still is. Knives, big sticks with spikes on them. Machetes, hatchets, bows, arrows, fire, torture, all the devices. ISIS doesn't use a gun every time they kill somebody, do they? No, they're brutal, they're vicious, they're evil. And what this judge, he's just trying to make a point. Look, I'll cede this point. Let's cede this point to the judge. He's absolutely correct in one sense. If there was never a gun invented, no one would have ever been killed by gunfire. That's absolutely true. No one would ever die in a car accident if there was no such thing as a car. No one would die in a plane crash if there weren't planes. No one would choke if there wasn't food. No one would be stabbed if there weren't knives. No one would be pushed off buildings or choose to jump off buildings if there weren't buildings. No one would suck on a tailpipe if we didn't have cars. No one would be run over by cars. Lots of things that no one would do or be able to do if we didn't have other things. He read you those numbers, 30,000. Where did he get those numbers? I guarantee he probably got them from Everytown for gun safety because he's parroting that stuff. But, the numbers, assume they're accurate. Two-thirds of the numbers that he gave you are suicides. And when he makes a comparison to the United States and Australia, the judge is not comparing apples to apples. He's comparing a country that is about 20 times, maybe 10 times larger. I think Australia is a country of about 28 million people. Compared to a country of 320 plus million, that's the ones we know we can count, probably closer to 340, 350, when you can consider all the illegals here. Of course, we all know that no illegals have guns, but wait. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they steal their guns. I forgot about that. Please forgive me. I don't have time to talk about that today. But that last line. But, it's all right. Don't possess them, and I won't say anything to affect that. You just did. It doesn't affect my right to go out and buy one today. If I want to, I'm going to. You can't stop me. What you said doesn't stop me. But it does. This is a sitting judge who has no business having that conversation. What that judge needs to do is uphold the law. That's it. We had Justice Kagan the other day. I got so much to talk with you about today, and I'm going to get sidetracked. I really am, but it's important. That's the beauty of live radio. We can just do these things together. We can go in certain directions. I put the piece up on Armed American Radio's Facebook page. Not my personal one, but Armed American Radio's Facebook page. And I can find it here. And Supreme Court cautious on new cases as term begins under cloud of vacancy. Cloud of vacancy politics is what they were calling it. And Justice Kagan made a comment that was incredibly telling. This was a Fox News piece. Yeah, it was not an AP piece. Supreme Court cautious on new cases as term begins under cloud of vacancy politics. And it's interesting to note in this piece, because so much is at stake in this election, of course, the swing on the court. Now, I submit to you, there should be no such thing as a swing on the court. None. Whether a Democrat or a Republican appointed anybody should make no difference. We have a Constitution. But alas, it does. We can't remove politics from this, unfortunately. We should be able to. Well, it's not that we can't. It's the judges choose not to. They vote their politics, not the Constitution. As far as I'm concerned, it's treasonous. They're derelict in their duty. We should have a means to chuck them off the court when that happens, particularly when a sitting justice makes a comment like Kagan did. Because, again, this goes over most people's heads. Most people don't pick up on this stuff. They're not animals of this stuff. They hear it and it doesn't sink in. It registers with me because I look for this stuff. Because the Supreme Court will tilt one way left or one way right on January 21st. The nominee to that court is going to be selected. And when we come back, I'll read you what she said. And we'll kind of go down that rabbit hole. But I got lots to talk with you about today. Grammatically incorrect. Isn't it great? Got lots of stuff to talk with you about today when we come back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, before I go back to Kagan, I have got the audio queued up of the Portland judge saying dump all guns in the ocean. Let's take a listen to this. I hope the audio is okay. Sean, if it's not, just jump in my ear and tell me if the audio is good enough. If it's not, we'll move on. But let's give this a shot. Go ahead here. Let's see what we got.
The law allows people to own and use guns. If it were left up to me, from what I've seen in 65 years of living in the communities that I have, if I could, I would take all the guns in America, put them on big barges, and go dump them in the ocean. Nobody would have a gun. Not police, not security, not anybody. We should eliminate all of them. We could save 33,000 people a year if we didn't have guns in this country. Australia, after a major shooting, rounded up all the guns, and they haven't had near the death that we do here in this country. I just saw last night a statistic that 11,000 people in America are murdered each year, and another 20,000 commit suicide with guns. They are a scourge of this country, and no one should have one, as far as I'm concerned. There's no defense to guns. There's just absolutely no reason to have them. But it is the right of the people in this country to own and possess them, and I will not say anything to affect that right.
Oh, really? All right, so obviously this guy just completely eliminated the many, many, many thousands of lives that are saved every year by firearms. And I could go on and on and on and on, but you heard it. That's the Portland judge. That's the enemy within we fight. You see, that's their ultimate. That's what they want. That's the top of their pyramid. That's their self-actualization. That's their ultimate goal. That's what they want to accomplish, except for themselves, because he's protected by guns. But that doesn't matter because he's a judge. You're not. So he can talk down to you that way. And, of course, oh, I could just have a field day with this, but I have other things to go into. But I will just leave it with this. He doesn't assume. He's not thinking, you see. And this worries me because he's a judge. He's not capable of this critical thinking to make these statements like this. Does he think the person without the gun wouldn't kill suicide? Does he think that person wouldn't jump off a building, bash their head into a wall, suck on a tailpipe? There are lots of ways to kill themselves, to kill yourself. He knows better than that. He just let the cat out of the bag, and we wanted you to hear it, so you heard it. Let's move over to Supreme Court Justice Kagan. Boy, oh boy. Again, this is from a piece. Supreme Court cautious on new cases as term begins under cloud of vacancy politics. The predisposition. We already know the makeup of the court. That in and of itself is wrong. We have a constitution. We shouldn't know the makeup of anything. But we already know, and the judges are aware, of how they will vote. I'm a liberal. I'm going to vote liberal. He's not. He's going to vote right. You had Ginsburg talking about Trump. Now take a listen to what we have. Frame this around your gun rights. Keep in mind what you just heard the Portland judge say. What he would do if it were up to him. This is Supreme Court Justice Kagan. Appointed by who? And he's a what? Obama. And he's a socialist. Take a listen to what Kagan said. A tie does nobody any good. We're there to resolve cases that need deciding, answer hotly contested issues that need resolving. And you can't do that with a tie vote. Wow. I don't even know why they're in session. She already knows it's going to be a tie vote. She doesn't even know the cases they're talking about yet because they haven't seen them to accept yet. And she already, this is a sitting Supreme Court justice. That's a tie. Have you seen the case? Have you read the case? Have you heard the case? No, doesn't need to. How do you think she's going to vote when a gun rights case gets in front of her? Do you even need, I mean, does she even need to, we don't even need to bother. That's what she just said. That's unbelievable. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. As far as I'm concerned, it's treasonous. It's a violation of an oath of office. She should be impeached. She should be thrown off the bench. And we're powerless. This is the ultimate law of the land. And Justice Kagan already knows how the four conservatives are going to vote and how the four liberals are going to vote because the court is now politicized. And you don't think this election's vital? Kagan just told you everything you needed to know. Most people read that, it went right out the window because everybody already knows the courts. It's just they don't even think about it. We dig into it here. Your Second Amendment rights are on the line. You could lose them. Lou Dobbs, I wish I had a transcript and the audio. I wish I had it. I'm going to try to dig it out for the Sunday Monster broadcast coming up. Lou Dobbs said it brilliantly a few days ago. What's at stake? He articulated what's at stake better than anybody I've heard. When, in a nutshell, he essentially told you that if Hillary Clinton is elected president, if Donald Trump fails to win the presidency, the left will control every institution in America. They will control the media. They already do. It will become state media if Hillary Clinton wins the election. State-run media. Republicans will be powerless to stop them. Congress, impotent. Doesn't matter if they control the Senate, maintain control of the Senate and the House. The socialists have already shown you through Barack Obama they couldn't give a damn about checks and balances in this country. And I'm asking you to think about this in terms of your gun rights. They'll be history. They will control our universities. They will control our media. State-run universities, state-run media, and the courts in the bag. You will not live long enough to see it fixed. The country you know will be gone. And with it, your right to bear arms. They are actively working to do what that judge just told you he would do. You better wake up. You better smell the coffee. Now, I know as an Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener, you're smarter than the average bear, boo-boo. But you better start telling somebody. You better start letting this sink in. You better start spreading this word. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, that's information that I just hope and pray that you don't forget. I hope that doesn't go inside one ear and out the other. And if you've got friends, family that need to know these messages, you need to let them know. You heard it. And you didn't just hear it from me. I wasn't just sitting here bloviating, pontificating. Right? I played you the judge. I told you, every once in a while these people slip up. And when they slip up and we catch them, you know, Katie Couric, we don't like to call it gun control. She didn't slip up. She flat out said it. She was just stupid and made a mistake and shouldn't have said what she said, but she did. And somewhere, somebody out there was cringing. All right? That's liberal la-la land for you. But the judge came flat out and told you what he would do. And I can promise you, if the liberal Supreme Court gets their way, and they will, if they win the court, they will. Obama has tilted 9 of 13 circuits left. They're going to get their way. The onus is going to be on us to see to it they don't get the case over the next 4 years, or, you know, God knows how many years it could be. If we have another justice pass away, like Thomas, or just Thomas just says, you know what, I'm tired of this, and he quits, which he could. Ginsburg goes, you're replacing an apple with an apple. That is, you're getting another liberal for a liberal. It's not going to change the makeup of the court. Scalia's passing changes the makeup of the court. And if the if we being the pro-rights movement makes a mistake and puts the wrong case up in front of the court, we got a problem. Now, I just sat and listened to Alan Gura, brilliant attorney, attorney who won Heller, who won McDonald, and many others, talk about this at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It is going to be challenging navigating our way through the court system over the course of the next 4 years. Could be much longer than that. We can't take, we don't want the wrong case to go to the Supreme Court. They're waiting for the opportunity. You heard Kagan say it. So you got the judge in Portland that tells you exactly what they'd like to do. If the Supreme Court gives him the opening, he's going to take it. We have to make sure we don't give him the opening by putting the wrong case up there. We have to make sure that a grassroots group out there doesn't put the wrong case up, giving an opportunity for the government to appeal to the Supreme Court. We have to be very, very careful here. Because the moment the Supreme Court gets it, you just heard what Kagan said. She already knows. That's all you need to know. When a sitting Supreme Court justice tells you she already knows, you better take that to the bank. That's a check you can cash. Those funds are on deposit, baby. Don't think they're not. She just told you how she would vote in a gun case, and you need to take her at her word. So that's how all of that ties together, and I hope you remember that. I know you do. I hope you do. If you're a new listener, I hope you've heard something that enlightened you and you went, man, you know, I really wasn't thinking about it in those terms. Those are the terms you need to be thinking in, okay? Your gun rights are on the line. They want to take them from you. Hillary Clinton is actively working to do so. She's going to appoint a justice immediately that will do that. You just heard Kagan say what will happen. She already knows how they're going to vote. If we get a liberal justice in, she knows it's going to be a 5-4 in an anti-gun case. She knows it. You just heard it. And if given that opening, you just heard what lower court judges will do. You just heard the judge say it. What else do I need to give to you? Here's a silver platter. There it is. Right there. Splattered all over it. And the left was, oh, he's just a gun nut. He's making stuff. I didn't make up anything. That wasn't theory or conjecture on my part. You heard it. Correction on the school shooting in South Carolina. School shooting, you know, would have been, wasn't. I said it was probably a domestic dispute. That story was breaking at the time we were talking. It wound up being a 14-year-old who murdered his father to get a hold of his gun. No background check would have stopped the damn thing. 14 years old, shouldn't have had the gun anyway, did, killed his father, went to the school, wounded two students and a teacher before a firefighter took him down. Would have loved to have seen that. Would have loved to have seen that. Guy's a champ in my book. Oh, that Oregon judge. Boy, that's something else, isn't it? Boy, I tell you, I was just looking at my notes, and that just, look at all this prep here in front of me, and it just kills me when I see that. It just angers me. But I'm going to make even madder. New Jersey. Can you get any worse than New Jersey? No. You know, I just spent a few days with Alexander Ruby, and you heard him on the show Sunday. President, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS, wonderful guy, wonderful organization. You know, he's the real deal, man. He's been up there on TV with Megyn Kelly. He does all kinds of televised stuff, does debates, goes and puts himself right in the middle of it, goes to just put a picture out. It was either on Facebook or Twitter of him at a Moms Demand Action. They put 25 people there. They think it's a great crowd. He goes in there and selfies himself. I mean, the guy's great, but he's got it going on. And this is what you got to put up with in New Jersey. And this is from NewJersey.com just a couple days ago. High school senior, did you hear about this? This kid was suspended from school. Now has to undergo a psychological exam. Because he completed an anti-gun control school project that he was assigned. You cannot make this stuff up. You can't. Manville High School. I don't know where that is. Manville, probably. A teacher gave him an assignment to create a video. And the assignment was to argue against gun control. And that assignment was to, I guess, a college prep class. Was for a college prep class. So he did what he was assigned. And I'm going to assume that other students were assigned the opposite. You're pro-gun control, anti-gun control, right? That's normally what happens. But he produced a video that showed what you and me and every clear-thinking, law-abiding citizen in the country who owns a gun knows, that guns are used to defend life in this country. I'm going to read you one next story in the next segment. In Chicago, imagine that. They said it doesn't happen, but it does. He produced a video that showed countless times guns were used by innocent people to protect themselves against home invaders. And I guess his video showed some anti-gun control political cartoons. Now, where he got them, I have no idea. I'd like to see him. But he left the thumb drive in a computer in the school library, and it had the project on it. Somebody found it, turned it in to the administration, and the administration contacted police. Are you kidding me? The administration, the school administration, contacted law enforcement. Police cleared him. You hear what I just said? The police cleared him. He was assigned a project for school to argue against gun control, and the police had to clear him. Only in liberal la-la land, I'm telling you. Good Lord, systemic in the minds of gun-grabber un-Americans. Just incredible. They cleared him, but the school district suspended him and told him that he was going to have to do a 5-hour psychological evaluation before he could come back to school. Why? Because the teacher said, get this, she didn't recall giving him the assignment. Why does that even matter? We'll be right back. Don't go away. It's more disgusting as the hour goes. It's terrible.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, for a limited time only, you can be entered to win $1,000 for your dream gun. All you have to do is head over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Get your free bonus package and 10 chances to win $1,000 when you activate your self-defense shield protection today. That's the silver protection I tell you about, the gold protection I tell you about, or the platinum protection I tell you about. The silver is $300,000 in protection. Gold is $575,000 in protection, and the platinum, which is what I have, is $1.125 million in protection. All of the information is on the page. The bonuses that you get are DVDs, books, stickers, compact pistol tool, all kinds of really, really cool stuff. It's about a $239 value if you pick up the platinum package, $169 in freebies if you get the gold, and $119 in freebies if you pick up the silver. Either way, you're covered. And that's what matters, okay? All of the information is at usccaonair.com. Now, keep in mind, it's the end of the month, all right? This may change without my knowledge. You may know about it before me. So just make sure to head over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com, and check it out. By the time we get to the Monster broadcast, depending on when you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, we may have a new promotion up. You may hear about it before me. There's only one way to find out if you don't hear it from me, and that's visit usccaonair.com. Okay, back to this unbelievable story out of New Jersey. Only in liberal land does this go on. These are despicable, evil monsters. Liberalism is a disease. And these Democrats, these politicians, these socialists, these are evil monsters. Listen to what they're doing to this 16-year-old kid. So they suspend him because he did a project assigned to him by a teacher who is now denying it. Because why? Because the teachers, no doubt, want to save her job. She's like, oh, my God, look what they're doing to this kid. What do you think they're going to do to me? They'll fire. So she's lying. That's what she's doing. I don't remember signing that. Well, that truth will eventually come out. But now the mother of the kid is saying that the school district is retaliating. See, what she did, she pulled her son. They wanted to give him a five-hour psych evaluation. She said, to hell with you. You suspend him. You want him to take a shrink test to go back to school for completing an assignment? Think about this. On gun control, that's what it was. My gosh. Does this sound like America to you? Well, it does. It does. It does. It sounds like America to me. It sounds like socialist Democrat America to me. These are despicable, vile, evil people. The ideology is a disease. And this is why. These are diseased people who would do this to a 16-year-old. So she pulled him out of school. She said, to hell with you. Goodbye. No test for him. So he was pursuing his GED. Good for the mom. How pathetic that they have to go this route. But God bless her. And what she is now saying is a retaliation for that. The Department of Child Protective Services came by her house on Wednesday this past week. This week. Not this past week. This week. To speak with her son. Child Protective Services. Here's what the mom had to say, and God bless her. They came to my home trying to talk to my son. I was at work. I told my son they have no right to talk to him. He refused to speak with them, and they left. I'm not sure why they came. The school likely sent them out because they don't like how things have come out in the media. This is harassment. I want them to leave us alone. My son is at home studying for his GED. There's no reason for this. They're harassing us. I'm not going to have my son undergo a psychological exam based on a teacher's lies. I'm not going to let them label him. I'm not going to roll over. My son and his welfare comes first. He got an A on the assignment. Now the teacher is denying that she gave the assignment or approved the topic. And she went on. The Manville police cleared my son. They looked at his presentation. I mean, think about this. This is... to even be talking about this. They looked at his presentation and found nothing wrong. Other students did a similar presentation and nothing happened to them. My son got in trouble because he left his thumb drive. This is incredible. He went to the school on Tuesday and was given a withdrawal form. And she, the mom, hasn't been able to speak to the teacher. She said, I'm trying to hire a lawyer now, especially since they've started to harass us. My son has done nothing wrong. I have no clue why they're doing this. I know why they're doing it. Because they are diseased, liberal liars. They are evil. This is not the Democrat Party your father knew. This is not the Democrat Party you knew 8 years ago. This is Obama's America. This is no longer Democrats. This is now socialists. This is not the party your father or grandfather knew. Incredible. I have no clue why they're doing this, she said. Well, I do. I just told you why. These are evil, diseased people. This ideology is a despicable disease, and it is metastasizing, and it must be stopped in November, or we are in deep, deep trouble in this country. And it will not end with Hillary Clinton's election. I can promise you that. America isn't going to just sit back and say, oh, well, she won. It's not going to happen. This country is headed towards very, very dangerous times. Why? Because of Obama's fundamental transformation of the party into what it has become today. This is not your dad's Democrat Party. This party is intentionally pitting American against American. It is getting very, very dangerous out there. Hate to have to leave you with that on a final show of the week, but good heavens, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to lie to you. You know it. You feel it. You feel it in your gut. Sitting Supreme Court Justice? Man, oh man. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Oregon judge telling you what he wants. Concealed carry permit holder, meanwhile, did what they never do. And, oh, look at this. I'm going to run out of time. Let me just put it this way. A concealed carry permit holder in Chicago defended himself with a lawfully permitted and carried firearm in a place that wouldn't have been possible just a few years ago. And it wouldn't be possible if Kagan had her way, and it wouldn't be possible if the Portland judge had his way, and it's not going to be possible if the Supreme Court of the United States flips. They're going to fight for your rights, your Second Amendment rights as you know them, will never exist as they do now. People say, oh, well, they can't take away the Constitution. They're not trying to take away the Constitution. There is no Constitution as far as they're concerned. They will control everything. They will circumvent the Constitution to impose their rules and their way of life on you. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never forget what we talked about today. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the Monster Cast this weekend. Going to be a great program. Have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.